News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
On News Talk.
Nuria Zaidan, a naturalised Irish citizen who lives in Dublin, receives regular calls from the police in China and believes she is being monitored. I spoke to Nuria before coming on air. I began by asking her to outline why she feels she is being monitored by the Chinese authorities.
As a Uyghur person, growing up Uyghurs means being seen as a politically disloyal, culturally disadvantaged. The state media frequently portray Uyghur as extremists for practicing our faith, and discriminations in job and education left us with a limited opportunity. And after 9/11, Chinese government rebranded its repressions as a war on terror, using as a protest to expand mass surveillance and crackdown. Authorities collect our biometric data, fingerprint and eye scans. With these kind of pressures, most of Uyghur people become exiled, left our home regions. Like myself, since 2009, I've been living in Ireland, but still the Chinese long arm repressions reach us there.
And Nuria, you've had specific phone calls from the police in China.
Yes. Since 2014, I was with co-founder David O'Brien, we launched Irish Uyghur Cultural Associations. We want to preserve Uyghur culture and language in the heart of Ireland. And also, we want to raise awareness about what happened to Uyghur people. That's my activism become target for phone call from Chinese government to all different type of harassing.
What kind of things did the Chinese government representative say to you when he spoke to you? He mentioned your mother specifically.
Yes, my gentle 74 years old mother told me, do not come home, never. But again, when I last spoke with her a couple of weeks ago, it seems she was on the hospital bed and she just... came back. I don't know what has really happened to her, but I guess she was in questioning. Probably she was in somewhere to detentions. I'm not really sure, but she begged me, do not forget about Chinese Communist Party raised us. Wherever we go, we should appreciate. Do not speak in any things against them.
And you believe that she is being coerced into saying these things?
Yes, as my best knowledge, I don't think any mother will not wish to see their daughter. It's been more than a decade since I'm leaving Ireland. I didn't able to speak to my annual family members freely. I haven't seen my mom, and my three Irish-born kids never get a chance to know them. But still, yet she is trying to not let me come home, do not speak anything bad about that. And also, I know China also confiscate all Uyghur people's passport, stopping their freedom of movement. And as my knowledge, entire of my family, none of them have passport now.
So have they explicitly said to you, if you want to maintain contact with your mother, you should stop your activism on the part of the Uyghur people?
The phone calls... the Chinese officials actually spoke to me when I go to report in the guard stations. It's not very direct to threatening. They're trying to be friend, but they want to tell me I'm not supposed to be act. If there's misunderstanding, I can speak with them. When I mentions why my family members doesn't have any passport, why they're not able to speak with me, they came up with excuse, but the threatening part is they said they know everything about me. They might know better than what I know myself. And they know my phone number, my home address. And also they said, if you cooperate with them, my family will be safe. It's kind of direct, clear message.
Is there any bit of you that is kind of tempted just to lie low, not say anything because of these comments that have been made to you because of your family back home? I'm not suggesting for a second that you should feel that way, but is there any bit of you that does feel that way because of these phone calls from the Chinese authorities?
Yes, I'm always on that kind of dilemma, and I feel sometimes living in the guilt, and I thinking because of my freedom of speech, and I might put my family back in danger. And sometimes I even find my mind wandering back home, thinking about my family. They are in constant civilians detentions without cost. Some of them might be in detention centers, suffering the way I may never fully know. I may never learn, even sometimes it's kind of nightmare when or how my elderly mother has passed away.
It's
As I
a
mentioned, yeah.
terrible, terrible burden to bear.
It's a reality to nearly every Uyghur living in exile. The pain of being cut off from our family is a shared trauma for us. We carry our culture, our faith, and our dream with us.
Just very, very final question, and I don't know if you can even answer this question, but do you think you will ever see East Turkestan, your homeland, do you ever think you will see that again?
That's really sad story. Actually, sad question. I'm actually always thinking about that. When I someday I become very depressed, you will not believe how miserable you think, and you're never going back to see your loved one, the place you called home, the place you born. But sometimes I kept hope. I know still many people will stand for justice. Yeah, let the Chinese government know the world is watching. We will not be intimidated. No matter how hard they're trying to silence us, we will not walk looked away. We will not be silent.
Yeah, that was the extraordinary Nuria Zaidan speaking to me a little bit earlier. Just an incredibly powerful interview. A really, really impressive woman.
News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
Weekday mornings at 7 on News Talk.